President Trump is formally launching his 2020 reelection campaign today at a rally in Orlando, Florida, which is set to begin in about a half an hour. But does he still have the backing his self-confident tweets claim? Democrats are staging a counter rally outside the stadium, which will feature speeches from people who say they've been personally hurt by the president's policies. We are going to talk more about this whole thing. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Henry Brady, Dean of the Goldman School for Public Policy at UC Berkeley. Thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Pleasure to be here.
President Trump's tweet about massive immigration arrests starting next week. There are pundits who have connected this to his reelection kickoff. Are you one of them?
Well, it's certainly part of probably the reason he's doing it. He's trying to double down on the policies he's already followed, which is to play to his base, make immigration the major issue in America, and claim that that's really the most important thing that we have to worry about. But he's got terrible problems right now electorally, especially with women, by the way. And the Shanahan report that you just had about the defense secretary, that doesn't help him, and it just plays to the concerns of many women in America about this administration.
The new polls suggest that the president has a lot of work cut out for him in Florida. Are you surprised that he opted to kick off the campaign there?
Well, that's on no, not at all. I mean, that's the obvious place to start because that's an extraordinarily important state for him to win. And, of course, he also can find a lot of his core backers there as well. So, no, that's not a surprise.
What do you see as the president's reelection strategy?
I'm not sure that he has one, to be very honest about it. I mean, it's very hard to believe that a person who has an economy that's going as well as this economy is going and yet is still 10 points down to Joe Biden in most of the polls, that's really sort of extraordinary. Most presidents who are incumbents have an incumbency advantage. Most presidents with an economy like this would be doing extraordinarily well. He's not. And I'm not sure that just doubling down on trying to play to your base is the right way to go. And he's got a real problem, as I said, with women.
To what degree do you think the economy is going to buoy voters in terms of their ability to look the other way on some other issues that they don't like with this president?
Well, I think it's already clear that that's one of the reasons why he has as high a popularity rating as he does. I mean, it's very low, but the point is that he has it higher than you might even expect given some of the other things he's done because I think the economy has buoyed him. But it's not buoying him enough, and that's what the real problem is for him.
And, of course, the economy could change in a few months, 6 months down the road.
Well, and there are indications that it might be slowing down a bit. And the worst thing that could happen from his perspective is if the economy starts to slow down, yeah, I think it'll be just insurmountable for him to overcome the problems that will create. Again, of course, the Democrats have to come up with a good candidate. But I think that they're focused very much on getting somebody who can beat Mr. Trump, and I suspect they will.
Let me ask you about a hypothetical, just because this one keeps surfacing. Steve Bannon returning to the campaign. You think that could happen?
Gee, that would be a surprise, although nothing is ever a surprise with Mr. Trump. We keep finding things happening that we never would have expected. He at least was somebody who actually had a vision of how to proceed. It was a vision that many people don't really find very attractive, but at least it was somebody who thought more broadly and deeply than apparently the people around Mr. Trump right now.
Henry Brady, always appreciate it. Dean of the Goldman School for Public Policy at UC Berkeley.